This is a podcast from Rover.
It's the Slam Dunk.
Before I rip into Willie Jackson and this interview descends into a row between two grown men arguing about politics, and you think either he's a jerk or we're both jerks, and it may come across as I don't like him, but I do, and you'll have your own views on Willie Jackson, I'm sure you do, and he does have a good side. When all hope was lost and no one else would help me, Willie Jackson stepped up. I want to talk about this. Long story short, baby Mokel was horrifically killed by his caregivers in Taupo in 2015. I interviewed his grieving mum, Nicola Daly-Paki, at the time. She had tattoos on her of her kids' names across her face. You may remember this. It caused lots of negative comments. But she'd been the victim of abuse, was in a relationship with a gang member, and she was barely coping. Her son had been killed. You imagine it. So months after I interviewed her, she rang me and said that she needs to find work so she can get her kids back in her care from Oranga Tamariki. She's a smart woman with a business diploma and immensely personable and likeable, and she was, you know, just recovering, wasn't she? I rang around and no one would help, no one would give her work. There was a stigma attached. So I picked her up in Manukau City in my car, one Tuesday I think it was, and I rang Willie Jackson, who was in South Auckland, and I said, Willie, I'm coming your way. I need you to employ someone. I have someone you need to employ. And I told him about Nicola. He said, but Duncan, the tattoos are on the face. I said, fuck off, Willie. She's Māori. You've got to help her. And Willie did, to his credit. He employed her. He gave her a shot, and she ended up running the place for, I think, 4 or 5 years in all the businesses that Jackson's got coming out of that marae, which are many, right? She's had my back on many occasions, and on numerous times I didn't even know she was having my back, and she did. And the day I needed Willie to stand up and help me, he did. And she worked there for, I think, 5 long, successful years. It was a part of her growth and success today. I just wanted out there that Willie gave her a shot when no one else would. Think what you like, say what you like about Willie Jackson. And yes, he can be a giant arsehole, but he's not all that all the time, okay? On the day I rang Willie, he opened his mind and his heart and offered her a job, and she never let him down. And I told you, Willie, that she wouldn't as well.
Duncan Garner.
Editor-in-Chief.